my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. Now, for $5,000 cash, Monopoly money, first one to respond, it has to be fast. Who can tell me what is the date today? You can't get it. Nobody gets it. I mean, Brother Ethan over there sleeping away, he can't even get it. It's May 1st today. My goodness gracious. It's beginning the fifth month of the year. Some of you, and I was going to call you nutcases, but I would never call the Great Revival Time listeners nutcases. But some of you are going to begin to do your Christmas shopping. No. Brother Ethan, your wife is that way, right? Just nibbles away at it a little bit.
Maybe later.
All right. I never can do that. I admire people that do that. My goodness. Well, we'll find out. But it's May the 1st, and this is going to be a great month. I look forward to kindergarten graduation. Those precious, sweet little kids going to first grade, and then eighth grade, and sixth grade goes into seventh, junior high, and eighth grade going into high school, and high school going to college, and college doing whatever God has for them, going to the ministry, getting married, you name it. So this is a great month. Mother's Day in the month of May. And if the Lord has given you a mother, let's make it a very, very special month for her. And of course, Memorial Day, it's a busy, exciting month. Here's a great song, Come and Dine, The Master Calleth.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints are spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
This week we've been spending our time on this subject of stewardship. And everything you and I have, we are stewards. When I wear a car out or something, and the Lord gives me a new car, I realize that car is a gift from God. It needs to be used for His glory. I always have prayer and dedicate that car to God and that it be used for His glory. I try to do that with a lot of these students in our high school. They get a car and they try to bring it by my house. We'll have prayer that God will keep them safe in these days and use it for His glory. You know, if it's a vehicle, God gave you a health, don't destroy it. Now, I'm not the prime candidate to say, okay, I do it all right. But there's certain things I try not to eat because I know they're not healthy for me. Now, I'm not 100%, but I tell you what, I'm pretty close. And why I try to discipline my diet because what you eat is how you feel and have to be very, very careful. I'm very terrible. I'm so ashamed to tell you I'm not disciplined when it comes to exercise. I'm just not disciplined. Brother Ethan, can you see, I'll say, okay, I'm going to do 15 sit-ups in the morning and 15 at night. And I'll do it for one day, and I feel so ashamed telling you I'm undisciplined in that area. Is that easy for you to do? No, not me either. And I'll say I'll do this or that. Certain things I can be disciplined. Certain things I can discipline my diet if I have to. I can't discipline, just fail. And you know, folks, I know we all have areas. But when God gives us something, we are a steward of that area, our health, our mind, our heart, the finances, the talents, our voice, whatever God gives you, you're a steward of that. Use it for His glory. And I'm speaking, look, if there's anyone I'm speaking to me more than you, but I want all of us to understand a steward is one who manages the property, the valuables, the possessions of another. I spoke too long. Here's the song. I believe God. And I'll tell you what, I do believe that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above.
Paul and Luke were taking a trip. When the south wind blew softly, they boarded the ship. Destination already planned. They were guided by God's mighty hand. But soon after, the ship set sail. They encountered a stormy gale. When the sun did not shine, old Paul did not mind. He said, I believe God.
And I believe God, though the lightning is flashing. I believe God, though the thunder is crashing. I believe God, when the storm is all past, we'll reach the other side safe at last. For the Lord stood by me in the darkest night. He said, sweet child of mine, everything is all right. We're never alone, we'll make it on home. For I believe God.
A long life's path, there'll be storms to face. But we're gonna make it by amazing grace. It's been good for each mile, good for every trial that I've gone through. So I'll keep holding to God's mighty hand. And I know one day I'll reach heaven's strand. When I reach that shore, gonna shout it once more.
I believe God, when the storm is all past, we'll reach the other side safe at last. For the Lord stood by me in the darkest night. He said, sweet child of mine, everything is all right. We're never alone, we'll make it on home. For I believe God. We're never alone, we'll make it on home.
I believe God. And you know, I believe we all do. And then our faith gets weak sometime, don't we? Well, here is the verse of today. We're in Luke 16, pardon me, verse 3. The steward said within himself. You ever talk to yourself? It's a good thing. It's a good thing to give an account. But I look at the question. He says, what shall I do? Not like, what can I do to be a better Christian? What can I do to remedy this problem? I think that's a good question. Today, in your stewardship, whatever it is, what could you do? So I'll start singing solos as long as I can sing on Sunday morning. Why? Well, that's the biggest crowd. Well, then you're not a good steward yet. Why is it that we think if you sing on Sunday morning, you're the best singer, and you sing on Wednesday night, you're the worst singer? Why is that? You know, I put as much effort in Wednesday night's Bible study as I do for Sunday morning, Sunday night. I think they're all important. And I think if we just, I think Wednesday night's a good time to start to get some younger kids up and new folks up. It's a good time. It's our church family. I understand all that. But what's so bad if they ask you to sing the solo or the duet or the trio right before the message? Well, I'm not a Wednesday night singer. Well, then you're a poor steward. You're going to serve God on the way you want. What should I do? I love that question. What should I do? I haven't, listen to this. Perhaps you haven't been tithing for a year or five or 10. What should I do to get it right? I would say you probably cannot get it all right in 1 week or 1 month or 1 year. But friend, if you've not been tithing in a year or two or three or four, you better figure out how you're going to pay that thing back in 5 or 10 years. I mean, if I owed God anything, a tithe and an offering, if I owed anything, I know for a fact I started tithing when I was 13 years of age. There's a lot of things that are difficult in my life. But tithing is the easiest because that's the first check I need to write. It's the first thing I need to do. If God gives me $100, I need to tithe on it. God gives me anything. And Ms. Treatman and I learned long ago, we just don't tithe. We go way above the tithe, way above the tithe. And the tithe and the tithe, and we have more tithe, and we go much more with offerings. Why? Because I don't want to have anything that's not right with God when he comes again. The Bible says, upon the first day of the week, 1 Corinthians 16:1, let every one of you lay by him in store that God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. I see people all the time, and I hear around the country, they sell a house and they have equity and they make money. They don't tithe on it. Well, shame on you. See, we owe money. Yeah, if you made money on it, you bought the house for $100,000 and you sold it for $130,000, that's a benefit of $30,000. That's a tithe. I don't believe that's law. God said of that tithe, you should have done. Sure. So that's Old Testament. No, God said, they said, we tithe of this and that. He goes, you should have done that. I under grace, I don't want to do less than they would under the law. Grace allows you to say, I'm going to do more for God. And this stewardship, what shall I do? That's the question for the day. With your stewardship, what am I going to do to correct this problem? What are you going to do today? Father, help us to do it and to glorify your name and do it without grudging, but do it cheerfully unto thee to get right with thee. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.